The first step toward coping with exploders is understanding their behavior. So let's explore why they do what they do.
How can we understand that kind of behavior from people who are otherwise warm, considerate, thoughtful human beings? Well, it's a little more complicated than some of the other kinds of behavior we've talked about now. The explosions that come out of people are a kind of adult tantrum, a particular kind of defensive behavior that's learned very early in life. There are a lot of different kinds of defensive behavior. Some of it is the explosive kind. Some of it is the exact opposite, the kind we call the distract and make nice kind of defensive behavior. People who do that, when pushed too hard, say nice things to you and try to make you feel good and try to avoid conflict. But what happens to exploders when they get pushed too hard is this huge eruption of emotionality. Now, we know what brings out these defensive behaviors in people. Two circumstances always have to be there. One circumstance is one we've talked about before. The person is feeling personally threatened. Something has happened in the situation that has attacked that person's self-esteem, their deepest level of motivation. A chance remark at times, we've all had the circumstance of throwing out a pearl of wisdom at a meeting, at a staff meeting, or at a family conference, and no one seems to respond to what we've said. It's as if we didn't say anything at all. Well, it's kind of an insult. Our importance, our competence is not really recognized by these people. That's what I mean by a personal threat. That's always there. That's one circumstance. But that's not all. Most of us, when we feel personally threatened that way, what we do is try to get alone, just like a wounded animal. We crawl off to some space. We try to lick our psychic wounds till we feel better, and then we go back into the fray. So it's not just the threat. The second circumstance is that we are under pressure to act, to do something, to say something. These folks have learned a defensive strategy that has got a name. It's called the blame others and then fight strategy.